visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this third hour, Wednesday, December 18th, 2024 edition. Covering this story that Lou Dobbs in Washington, D.C. posted regarding the lawsuit, the findings of potentially, allegedly criminal activities by our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, and our Attorney General, Dana Nessel. The funny thing is that there were very few prosecutions related to voter fraud in the state of Michigan from the 2020 election. Inexplicably, no charges were filed against any individuals working with GBI Strategies or that organization itself, which was caught sending fraudulent voter registrations from a hotel in Auburn Hills, Michigan, to clerks all across the entire state of Michigan. How did they do that? GBI Strategies, per the Gateway Pundit story, it was reported, got the usernames and passwords for county clerks, local clerks across the entire state of Michigan from who? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. The case was very well documented. Michigan State Police report was filed. An investigation was conducted. But for some reason, their findings was hidden from the public. City, township, village, and county clerks had no idea what Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, colluded with Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel to do to their qualified voter files. Why? Why would they do this? Well, despite the ease with which volunteers with Check My Vote have been able to identify voter fraud by pouring through more than 8.5 million voter records and going through 57 million voter history records, Michigan's top election law enforcement official and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson didn't appear to have any interest in discovering how or why these violations of the law were happening. And Attorney General Dana Nessel was not interested in charging any of the individuals responsible for committing this election fraud. Why was there such a drastic increase in multiple votes cast under the same voter ID back in the 2022 election? Was this a test by the Secretary of State's office to see if anyone would catch these duplicate votes? Or is it simply that Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and her Director of Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader, are simply incompetent? No, they're not incompetent. They knew exactly what they were doing. Again, Check My Vote, an all-volunteer organization, explained how easy it was to find hundreds of thousands voter IDs used more than once in the 2020 and the 2022 elections. Even in small school millage elections in 2023, a non-election year. Check My Vote investigators only had to enter six lines of code. And within 1 minute, the computer showed them hundreds of duplicate voters in a small township's qualified voter files. And guess who created those files? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and the Bureau of Elections office. You see, this is how they do it, folks. This is so simple to understand. You guys know where you live. Whether you're in a city, a township, a village, you know where you live. You probably may even know who your local clerk is, your local township clerk. They know who lives in the township. They check obituaries. They get notices of deaths through the medical examiners, through the police. They know to go into their qualified voter files and to remove that person. Why? Because they died. They're dead. They can't vote. However, in Michigan, through our Secretary of State, who handles driver's licenses. And because under then Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land, supposedly a Republican back in the day, they started asking people when they were getting driver's licenses, would you like to register to vote? Well, sure, I'm at the Secretary of State's office. I'm not registered to vote. Sure, go ahead. Without asking whether or not, and asking for proof of whether or not they're a U.S. citizen. So what they do is they register people through the Secretary of State's office, who then uses that as justification with the clerks to say, I have to have your username and password for your login. Because we get people registering to vote through our Secretary of State office branch offices online through the Secretary of State. We have to upload them into your qualified voter files. You know what they're doing? They're absolutely putting these fraudulent people into your local qualified voter files with your local clerks not even knowing they're doing it. Screenshots, evidence showing voters who voted more than once in 2020, 2022, and even the non-election millage year elections of 2023 were shared with the Gateway Pundit. The data shown in the chart below was taken directly from the Michigan Qualified Voter File that was FOIA'd, requested, and received when? February 1st of 2024. When was the early presidential primary this year? February 27th. For example, voter ID number 100-59296 voted absentee in the May 2nd, 2023 election in Sterling Heights, located in Macomb County. The same voter ID was used again to cast another vote in person on ED, which stands for Election Day. This voter with that ID voted absentee on May 2nd and voted again a couple days later on Election Day. The chart below shows an astounding 6,126 duplicate votes was done in September of 2024. The following month, October, the number of votes, duplicate votes, decreased following the August primary. Kind of weird. That's interesting. Well, then it was worth noting that in February 2023, 602 duplicate votes in one township. Then the following March, during the actual millage vote, it dropped down to only 5 duplicate votes. Where did the 597 duplicate votes go? Tim Vetter, the analyst, the geek that put all this together, did the research, lead analyst, warns that it's a felony to make even one change to voter rolls post-certification. According to the data expert, voter histories are like bank accounts. These records should never change. Vedder tells the organization, Lou Dobbs, that the organization USA, their CEO Harry Hooley, claims that the data manipulation of Michigan's voter records is the equivalent of what he calls, quote, vote laundering, end quote. It's the purposeful manipulation of our voter history, which should never change. You are a voter. In Michigan's election system, you have a voter ID number. They're saying that this vote history should never change. Once you vote, it's in your bank account. It's there forever. You voted on that day. That's the way you voted. In person, absentee, whatever. Well, looking at information taken directly from Michigan's qualified voter files shows many voters who has a history of only voting absentee, but in the midterm elections of 2022, they voted both absentee and in person. If Michigan's voter ID and signature matching is so effective, how did this person vote in person and absentee, especially if it was meant for someone else to be showing up in the voter file? If the voter history is the history, why was it changed and how was it duplicated? No, Vicky, you don't get to answer these questions. This is for the radio audience. Vicky's like a little petulant child sitting, I know. No. Tim Vedder received voter rolls the month after the article by Gateway Pundit was published. Very simply, 740 duplicate voters revealed in the report was given to Tim Vedder from Check My Vote. Tim was actually able to go in and delete the names and the history on his laptop computer. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I'm going to post this story on my Twitter X account. If you'd like a copy of it, text me election or lawsuit. Because I can't finish this story in this short segment, the end of today's show. But basically, this lawsuit filed on August 28, 2024, by these groups of individuals, who, by the way, have legal standing in Michigan. This probably prevented them from pulling their crap on November 5th, the general election that we just went through. That Tuesday, November 5th, general election where Donald Trump beat Kamala Harris by 80,000 votes, giving us a Republican majority back in the Capitol in Lansing, probably was a result of this lawsuit. And because of who they sued, was enough of a warning to them to say, guys, we can't do this on November 5th. Then when they saw the polling and realized that Kamala Harris was underwater in the swing states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, they said it's not worth it. We cannot have her win Michigan and end up losing the election. It's going to expose us to too much scrutiny, and they're already suing us. They're already on to us. This ballot laundering that they were able to do in previous elections, guess what, folks? It didn't happen this year. It didn't happen. Ballot laundering done by this Secretary of State, supported, backed up, turning her eye the other way, Attorney General Dana Nessel, have all been sued. And guess what? As a result, they were good little girls this year. They didn't do it. This is amazing. So again, if you would like this story, I'm not done with it. There's still more information in here. Just text me election or lawsuit, and I'll send it to you. Now, the late Lou Dobbs website, for point of clarification, his website, Pat Kobach, was the one that fully authored this story. He got permission from Lou Dobbs' estate and posted it on his website because he knows it's the type of investigative report Lou Dobbs would have greatly appreciated and supported. In full transparency, I got a question and texted me about that. It was posted on his website. So Gateway Pundit link is in there. And this information was actually authored by Pat Kobach. So I just wanted to get that disclaimer in there before the end of this show. Duplicate voting. How it was done, exactly how she did it, and the Attorney General turned the eye to this information and did not prosecute anybody. Even though we have full, absolute full documentation of everything they did. So, greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. The information, again, tomorrow morning, the first hour from 9 to 10 will be a repeat of today's show. I will be in a Zoom meeting and not able to do the show live from 9 to 10. We will be back live 10 o'clock tomorrow. Wednesday's first hour will repeat from 9 to 10 tomorrow on Thursday, and then we will be back here live. Greatly, greatly appreciate you guys. Also, want to remind you, all you have to do is call Scott Hawley. He is still granting this permission to me to say this to you. He has extended the $1,000 off a walk-in tub, walk-in shower combination for free with a $1,000 discount on the tub. You get the shower walk-in package for free and $1,000 off the tub. Just text me, Scott. All you have to do is schedule a future appointment. It can even be in January, he said. It does not have to be before Christmas, before the end of the year. So greatly appreciate him doing that for us as well. This is amazing, people. Absolutely amazing. That's it for today's show. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Again, we'll be live on the microphone tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis.